Welcome, wandering soul. I'm Alex. Come sit by the fire. Tonight we journey deeper into the oldest and most sacred practices within shamanism, the shamanic journey, and the ancient worldview that carries it, the teaching of the three worlds. But there's also another question I want to explore with you tonight. A question many people ask themselves the moment they begin walking this inner path. How do I know if what I experience is real? What if it is only imagination, only thoughts? This question is more common than you think. So let us begin. As a beginning, what is a shamanic journey? A shamanic journey is a consciously guided inward experience. You enter what many traditions call a non-ordinary reality, a space that moves differently from the world we know in everyday life, a space beyond logic alone, a space of symbols, intuition, feeling and spirit. Usually a steady rhythm helps of the doorway, the sound of a drum, a rattle, a repetitive pulse. Much like meditation or trance, the rhythm quiets the noise of the mind. But there is an important difference. Your journey with intention. You are not simply drifting. You are listening, seeking, remembering. And within these inner landscapes, you may encounter power animals, spirit helpers, teachers, or energies that wish to guide you. Sometimes they appear clearly, sometimes only as fragments. A pair of eyes in the darkness, a distant voice, a feeling. And sometimes they arrive with overwhelming clarity. Your spirit alley calls to you. And it is often helpful to first build a connection with this being, because your power animal becomes a companion in your journeys. It protects you, guides you, walks beside you. Sometimes it speaks, and sometimes it simply reminds you that you are not alone. Traditions, non-ordinary reality is divided into what are called the three worlds. These are non-physical places in the geographical sense. They are inner landscapes, symbolic layers of experience. The lower world is often misunderstood. It is not dark in the sense of evil. It is deep, ancient, filled with primal wisdom, instinct, animal souls, and the raw forces of nature. It is wild, earthy, alive, a place of healing and remembrance. Then there is the middle world, a subtle reflection of our everyday reality. Almost like a spiritual mirror of the world we already know. There, one may encounter nature spirits, plant beings, ancestors, but also confusion, distortion, and wandering energies. This realm requires awareness. And then there is the upper world. Many experience it as luminous, vast, peaceful, a realm of spiritual teachers, ancestral wisdom, and archetypal beings. But remember, these worlds are not meant to be taken literally. They are symbols for the movement of the soul. And no journey is ever the same. There is no better world. Each carries its own medicine, its own language. Sometimes we spend months journaling only into the lower world, reconnecting with the forgotten roots. And then suddenly, something within us begins reaching upward towards light and clarity. Allow yourself to be guided, not by the mind, but by the inner call that leads you. The worlds are like a garden. The more often you visit them, the more familiar they become. And perhaps in the beginning you encounter only darkness. Perhaps you see nothing at all. Perhaps you hear only a distant rushing soul. But even that is part of the experience. Trust the process. Your soul knows the way. And now we return to the question many people struggle with. How do I know if what I receive is real? The answer often comes through feeling, through experience. Thoughts created only by the mind usually feel controlled, predictable, shaped by wishes or fears. But through messages often arrive differently, unexpected, clear, quiet but powerful. You may suddenly feel goosebumps or deep inner stillness, as thought something gently enters you from beyond yourself and unfolds inside you. When people speak about power animals, they are speaking of spiritual companions. They often appear in animal form, but not always. Sometimes as plants, nature beings, or creatures from ancient myths. A dragon, a hummingbird, a white wolf, or a glowing serpent. Anything is possible, because your spirit alley is not simply a symbol. It is a relationship. And these beings are not fixed. They evolve with you. My own spirit alley has changed many times throughout my life. Sometimes powerful, immense, almost intimidating. Other times gentle, quiet, shy. It reflects parts of myself I could not yet fully understand. My spirit alley first appeared to me in dreams when I was around 16 years old. I stood in a forest on a narrow woodland path, and there, directly in front of me, stood the being. At the time, I did not understand what it was. I had this dream many times. It blocked my way completely. Other times, it turned away and disappeared into the forest. But in every version of the dream, I could not continue walking this path. Something always stopped me. Now I understand why. The path was blocked because I was not yet ready to walk it. And looking back now, It is beautiful to realize that this companion had already been beside me for so long. Perhaps even since birth. And whatever your own spirit ally may be, do not reveal it carelessly. Partly of your own protection, and partly out of respect for the being itself. There are many lists online that say the bear means strength, the serpent means transformation, the eagle means wisdom. And yes, sometimes these meanings can be useful beginnings, but your journey is personal. For you, the bear may represent softness, retreat, a childhood memory. Spirit alias speaks through symbols, and symbols are deeply personal. They are alive. They change. And the connection is not built through knowledge alone, but through relationship. True relationship begins with listening. In the next episode, we will journey even deeper into the world of shamanism. And if this episode resonated with you, feel free to leave a review or follow the podcast so you do not miss the next journey. I'm Alex. Come sit by the fire.